Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's Word. Today's episode is part two of our two-part series called The Eight Types of Prayer. Now, last episode, we went over the first four types of prayer, and as a review, I'll share them with you. They are a prayer of supplication, intercessory prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving, and a prayer of praise. If you want to learn more about those types of prayers, then be sure to listen to our previous episode. Today, we are going to continue learning about the final four types of prayers. But before that, I kind of just wanted to review and reiterate Ephesians 6:18 that says, "And in the Spirit, on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests, with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." And here we learn that we are called to not only always be praying and always be praying for others, but with all kinds of prayers and requests. And so we're going to talk about those different types of prayers. And we noted last episode, which is important to note this episode as well, not all prayers are the same, but they are equally powerful. The purpose of all of our prayer is to connect us to the God of the universe who just loves us so much, to grow and develop our relationship with Him, to strengthen ourselves in Him, and receive power from Him through prayer. All right, so the fifth type of prayer is a prayer of repentance or a prayer of confession. And so this type of prayer is asking God to forgive you of your sin. And so how we pray this type of prayer is that we confess to God that what we did was in fact sin, that we're in agreement with Him on that. We commit to not doing it again. And then we ask God for help to give us the strength and power not to do it again. Now, this type of prayer is important because when it comes to living the holy life that God's called us to, living according to His will, we can't do it on our own. I mean, Jesus was very clear, like, listen, the Spirit's willing, okay, but the flesh is weak, and you are going to need, through prayer, God's power to help you overcome the flesh. And so when we come to God with a prayer of repentance, it's not just just like this self-pity party that we're just kind of just going over and over again all the bad things that we've done. No, we're laying those bad things that we've done at His feet. We're laying that sin at His feet. We're receiving His forgiveness and His power to live better and to do better next time. A prayer of repentance is really about trusting that we are in fact forgiven and then operating from a place of forgiveness and not guilt and condemnation. And so it's not about, you know, beating yourself up about it. That's not what a prayer of repentance is. It's truly about laying your sin at the feet of God, aligning yourself with His truth, what He believes is right and what He believes is wrong. And if we find ourselves out of line with whatever that is, we admit it And that is truly delighting in truth. It's not lying about, you know, thinking that we're better than we are. It's truly about aligning ourselves with God's truth. Okay, I was wrong. You know, we have to humble ourselves to get to that point. But then saying, God, I know you're a loving father who doesn't want to leave me in this place. You don't want to leave me in my sin. That's the whole reason why he sent Jesus. So we wouldn't have to stay in our sin. And through prayers of repentance, we're reminded of that sacrifice that he made for us, so that we can receive his forgiveness. A great example of a prayer of repentance is in Psalm 51. And this is King David asking for forgiveness for adultery and murder. And, you know, King David is noted in the Bible as being a man after God's own heart. And people may wonder, well, why is he a man after God's own heart? I mean, he was, you know, an adulterer. He was a murderer. There were times where, you know, he just did not do God's will. But the thing about David was he had a heart for God. And so when he did sin against God, he would get back in line through repentance. He would come to God and align himself with truth and admit, you know, I was wrong and I need your forgiveness. And he trusted, read the Psalm 51, he truly trusted in God's forgiveness and ability to cleanse him of his sin. And we should too. The sixth type of prayer is a corporate prayer or prayer of agreement. And this is simply when we pray with others. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." And this is Jesus talking. And so corporate prayer is really special because there is a power in unity. And when we, you know, we can experience that unity when we come together in agreement through prayer. Now, many of you have probably participated in corporate prayer at church. Many times we're praying together at church. You know, maybe you have a prayer partner. Maybe you pray with your husband. I know one thing that I like to do is when I'm driving my kids off to school, we like to pray together in the morning in the car for our day. And so it doesn't have to be like this elaborate, you know, well thought out endeavor, you know. Praying with others, corporate prayer can just be as simple as calling up a friend and saying, "Can you pray with me?" But it's important to be intentional that we actually do pray with others, because as we learn from Matthew 18:20, there's power in corporate prayer. There's power in coming in agreement with someone else as we approach the throne of God through prayer. 1 Corinthians 1:11 says, "You also must help us by prayer, so that many will give thanks on our behalf for the blessing granted us through the prayers of many." And so there again is that importance of other people praying for you and you praying for other people. Also, if you look in Acts chapters 1 and 2, you'll read about the unity of the saints as the church grows rapidly during this season, through fellowship and prayer together. The seventh type of prayer is listening prayer. And this type of prayer is creating quiet to not speak, but to simply listen to God. Now, this is something good to do maybe before you actually do any of the other types of prayers, because it can really open your heart up to hear what God may want to say to you. Many times we approach prayer and we just talk and talk and talk, and then we say amen and we go about our business. Now, what if we actually did that in real life to someone else? They would be like, "Wait, I didn't get a chance to say anything." And God wants to talk to us just as much as we want to talk to him. He actually wants to talk to us even more. But sometimes our minds and our hearts can be cluttered with thoughts and worries. And, you know, our prayers may be filled with lots of requests, as we talked about prayers of supplication in last episode. And that's great. And that is perfect. And they should. But it's important to have listening prayer. It's important to set aside time just to hear from God. And here's the thing that I want to actually note is that you might not even hear anything, but the purpose is to be still in the presence of God, that His presence is enough alone to calm your mind and soul before you actually enter into any other type of prayer. But, you know, maybe the Lord will place something on your heart in that time of stillness that will encourage your soul, that will give you the wisdom that you need, the answer that you were looking for, that maybe you wouldn't have heard otherwise. I think about the prophet Elijah and God speaking to him in 1 Kings chapter 19. And it was through a quiet, still whisper that God's voice came to him. And many times that's how God will speak to us in our stillness when we take time for listening prayer. John 10 verses 27 through 28 says, "My sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish and no one will snatch them out of my hand." Jesus is saying, "My sheep know my voice." That means that what? Those that follow him, listen to him. And therein is again the importance of listening prayer. Talking to God is one way that we pray, but listening is another way. And both are equally important into the development of our relationship with God. The last and final prayer that we're going to talk about, the eighth type of prayer, is continual and conversational prayer. I said that the first type that we talked about last episode about prayer of supplication was my favorite type of prayer, but this is also probably quite up there as well as one of my favorites. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray continually." Some versions say, "Pray without ceasing." Now you might be wondering, how am I going to do that? I got to talk to other people and I have business to do and I have school and I have other things. How am I going to just be in a prayer closet praying all day? Well, that is not what continual prayer is. Continual prayer is really about acknowledging God's presence and speaking to him throughout your day. It's making conversation with God a natural rhythm of your everyday life, just like you would think in your mind, you know, just throughout your day as you're driving, as you're doing your work, you would pray as well. And that is what continual prayer is. It's praying to God wherever you are. And it's such a beautiful thing because you're not confined to saying, "Oh, I have to pray beside my bed," or "I have to pray before a meal," or "I have to pray in my prayer closet." No, because you might need God. You might need prayer anywhere, at the grocery store, you know, at a football game, in the car. And guess what? God's there too. And that's the point of continual prayer. Continual prayer requires an awareness of God's presence wherever you are and trusting that he's with you at the kitchen sink, that he's with you picking up the kids from school, that he's with you at that board meeting, the commute home, or in the hospital. And there's a beauty in just recognizing his presence in all things. Jeremiah 23:24 says, "Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him? Declares the Lord. Do I not fill heaven and earth? Declares the Lord." And Proverbs 15:3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." The beautiful thing that continual prayer and all prayer reminds us of is that God is always with us. It's just a continual reminder of his promise that he will never leave us. And that continual, or what I like to call conversational prayer, helps us never to forget. It is my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer, so I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you'll share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we will continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.